Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Love Relationship. My name remains the same, Owolabi Marcus. Today, I have a waiting. I will be introducing my guest in a bit. But before I do that, I want you all to know that the topic for today is as controversial as always, because we are going to be discussing the importance of sex. Now, we need to understand the fact that sex means different things to different people. Above all, it is healthy and natural activity. It is something most people enjoy and find meaningful, even if they create meaning in different ways. Now, let me introduce my guest and let's see what sex means to my guest. I'm introducing Alvin Watson. Hi, Alvin. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? How's it going?
Can't be better. How's it going with you?
Man, listen, if I get any better, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Things are great.
Oh, my days. Well, before I proceed, there's something we do usually on the show since the beginning of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. I hope you are staying safe.
I am, man. I'm staying safe in the house. And you, as you probably know, I'm into health and all that kind of thing. So I'm definitely staying in the house, staying safe and social distancing. I don't think we should be out and about right now like they have, like they're doing here in Georgia. They've kind of opened up the city already.
Yeah, I know. I've read a lot of things about, the city being open, and I've spoken to a couple of people, and it's not a good feedback, but hey, we have little or no choice about it. So the best thing we can do is to stay safe, and I just believe and I hope that this time shall pass.
Yeah. I'm believing
it. Let's go straight to the topic for today. How important is sex to you, Alvin?
So it's a couple of things for me for sex. It's important that I know, I need to know how important it is to me. And it is important because I need to know how to control myself and my relationships if I'm in one at the time. Because if you don't have some type of sex drive, then you're looking at a whole different type of dynamics of a relationship. But if you do have some form of sex drive, then for me, I need to know what that is for me at that given moment. And if it's one that, for me, it has to be controlled, and not let it control me. And that's one of the biggest problems. Sex tend to control people instead of you controlling sex.
Yeah, that's right. You're very correct about that, because if sex doesn't control people, we won't have situation where people are sex frustrated, where people end up attempting rape or raping people and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think sometimes when it comes to that whole rape thing, that's a whole different dynamics. And I think at that point, it's not even sex, it's more of a control thing. I don't think it has anything to do with sex at all at that point. It's just more.
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the control aspect of it. I'm not talking about the sex. Obviously, the topic that we have today is the importance of sex to you.
Yeah.
Now, there's no way we are going to talk about the importance of sex that we won't, drive off the line a little bit, because there are a lot of factors surrounding it. But
yeah,
we are going to focus basically on the importance to an individual, so, and you in particular. Now, a lot of people who ask questions that, okay, we know sex is important, but how important it is? We know that it's important, but how many times should one have sex in a relationship? And do you have to be in a relationship for you to have sex? Questions like that. That is why I'm putting this to you. So, and judging from the health sector that you are from, the LD sector, so to speak, I'm sure you have some diversity that you put into this. So we're putting it straight to you, my brother.
So it's not that important to me. The first thing on my list, per se.
Okay.
It's just not first on my list at all, because I need to know who I'm dealing with. So it's not that important to me. I've learned over a couple of days or years not to make sure that it's not that important to me. It's not first in my life. Yeah. So you're
saying that I understand that perfectly well. Okay. But mm-hmm. now another thing is do you think you could have sex outside your relationship? Like, if you're not dating, will you still contemplate sex?
No, and the reason why I don't is because I know if I'm not in a relationship, I'm not having sex at all. I'm not having sex with anyone, because it's important, but it's not, it's important enough to me that I don't just do it unless it's with someone that I really want to be with, or I'm trying to get to, you know, I'm really trying. We're in a relationship, trying to be committed. So if I'm in a relationship, whoever I'm in a relationship, that's the only person I'm having sex with. And I don't care how long or how far apart we are.
Amazing. That is why I'm pretty happy about this, this particular topic and this particular discussion, is because a lot of people doesn't even understand sex. A lot of people, too much is being attached to sex. Mm-hmm. You know, people have the mindset like, oh, if you are dating someone, you have to be banging this person like every now and then and stuff like that. Forgetting the importance of other things like companionship, like, mm-hmm. you know, like you sharing mindset, like, you know what I mean? Like loads of that. You know, I think is a huge problem with the with this generation, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if it's just this generation, because I mean, just thinking about my father had a lot of kids, so I don't think it's just this generation. I just think it's just the what people think of sex. You have people, my father is older than me, and siblings that may be older than me look at sex different than what I do, and I'm younger than them, and it's like, it's the importance that you put on in it. The more importance you put on it, the more control it's going to have over you. And the thing about it is, for me, if I'm with someone, whoever I'm with, I am not about to share myself with somebody, because I can only concentrate or give that relationship 100% if I'm 100% in it, especially sexually, because sex to me is a spirit, and it can just do a whole lot of stuff to you mentally and move you around in different places that you may not be ready for. And if you handle it with multiple people, you just at that point you just having fun for the moment.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because where I'm from in Africa, it's believed that sex is spiritual, and the more you give to different people, the more it takes away from you spiritually.
That's right.
Do you believe in that?
Oh yeah, I think the more I think if you're in a relationship, the more, if you with that one person, it doesn't take anything from you. If it's true on both parts, it makes it just that much better for the two of you all. But if you're with someone and then you're sharing yourself with that person and somebody else, then it's just it's being spread too thin, and it's not fulfilling on either side. So yeah, I truly believe sex is a spirit, very, very much so.
Well, amazing. Amazing. Now, I want us to talk about something. Okay. The part of the world where you are, how do you think people see sex?
I don't want
you to see it in your own perspective this time. Okay. I understand how you say it. Okay. I understand how you say it, because you just said that.
Right.
So now, what I want is, because at the end of the day, we want to educate people. I want to be educated, and our listeners want to be educated as well. So, you know your community. You know where you are, and you know things that you hear. You must have had discussion with 1, 2, 3, 4 people, and you can tell how they see sex. Can you just give us a little insight into that?
Yeah. So, well, as you know, I'm a radio personality. One of the things I do, and I'm a producer and all those kind of things. So, where I am now here, I mean, I've run across people, and sometimes people look at you and they look at you and see sex and or they think they see sex and or money. So it just depends on, when I ran into people here, it appears to be quite promiscuous. But by the same token, you can run into a group of people where they think like I think. So it's kind of almost unfair to, it's almost like looking at Africa and then watching television and believe what they show you on television. But when you get there, it's not true. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's the same thing here. You can look at Atlanta or look at Chicago, which is the two places I most recently lived, and you have one perception based on what the advertisers or the television show you. But when you get here and you meet me, it's like, okay, this is not what I thought. And so, you know, so it just depends on what the media or marketing or advertising want to show you based on who they're trying to get here for what purpose.
Absolutely, because I'm of the opinion that virtually everything on earth has to do with individuals. The way you see it, the way I see it, the way you act it, the way I act it. So in most cases, you can't tag everything to the community, to the race and stuff like that. You think so too?
Yeah, I do. And that's the thing I hate, that hurts me the most about Atlanta, even other cities. What you see in the media and what they show you, it makes you think that, okay, over in Atlanta, everybody's just having sex, just having a good time, based on what image they've put on that city. And sometimes you can run into a group of people and all that's really true, or you can run into another group of people and it's nowhere as farthest from the truth. So that's how I mean, since I've been here, I've had the option and exposure to pick either, but it's just like anywhere else. You can make it be what you want to be if you find the right people. So I can look at Africa and be like, oh my God, they over there they just doing it all. But I can also run into another group of people and it's not even nowhere near remotely like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's pretty important. You know, we have to touch every part of it. So now, what advice are you going to give? Because at the end of the day, some people still, they're still questioning. They still don't understand their drive, the control, and the importance of sex. So what advice are you going to give to people out there listening?
So the advice I would give as far as the importance of sex depends on you. It's always important, and it's important because you need to know how you feel about it. That's what makes it important. If you feel that way about it, it's important you find somebody that feels the same way you do. Because if you don't, then both parties are going to be unhappy one way or the other. One person going to think that you don't, or the other person gonna think that you do. So it's important on every level, but it's most important that you find someone that feels and thinks the same way you do. So you need to ask that question when you meet whomever you meet and whatever type of relationship you have. This is Atlanta. We have everything over here. We have females with females, males with men. Everything is here like it is everywhere else. So whoever you are with, you need to ask that person, how do you feel about it? Communication is important, so you don't get, you're not upset because you got with somebody that thought different than you do. And you know,
yeah.
And it some people get it mixed. Yeah, that's my advice. Make sure you find somebody that feels the same way you do. Don't sample everybody. Ask questions. Ask questions.
Yeah.
Sample
Absolutely.
It all. Ask questions.
Absolutely.
Communicate. So that's
good, Alvin. That is amazing. I mean, I really appreciate that, because from your own point of view, I've been able to digest one or two that is going to be useful for me. And now I want to believe that our listeners are definitely going to enjoy this too. So thank you so much for being on Love and Sex Relationship. And I surely will be glad to welcome you back again in the future. If we have a topic for you, my brother, it's so good to have you on.
You too, man. And listen, I will be getting in contact with you to be on my radio show, and it will be live, and people will probably call and ask you questions.
Absolutely. I'm gonna be in Atlanta pretty soon. I just hope this coronavirus pandemic ends soon so we can fly all around the world once again. Coronavirus has been able to let us realize how important some things are and a lot of things that we can do on our own. So
yes.
I want to believe we are definitely gonna see again, and we're definitely gonna see soon. By His grace, all this shall pass. So thank you once again for being on Love, Sex, and Relationship Happen.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. That's...